Recording in progress.
We now call to order the Township of Piscataway Council meeting of October 7th, 2025. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Cahill?
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael? Councilmember Leibowitz?
Here.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Here.
Councilmember Rashid?
Here.
Councilmember Uren?
Here.
Council President Espinosa?
Here. Please join me in saluting the flag.
States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda today, tonight? I see none. Mayor, I would like to read this proclamation, if you don't mind. Thank you. I'm going to say a few words before I read this proclamation. This month reminds us of not only the beauty and richness of Hispanic heritage, but also the resilience and strength of those who have fought and continue to fight for dignity, inclusion, and justice, especially during these times of pride and pain during this immigration turmoil. Heritage is not just about where we come from, but also about how we protect and uplift one another in the present. Thank you. Proclamation reads, whereas the Hispanic population represent a rich cultural heritage encompassing a wide range of nationalities and backgrounds, all of whom make positive contributions across every sector of American society, and whereas a strong commitment to family, faith, hard work, and service has enriched and enhanced our community, and during this month, we take time to recognize and honor the enduring influence and heritage of Hispanic Americans. And whereas this time frame has chosen because September 15th marks the anniversary of independence for five Latin American countries, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua, all of which declared independence in 1821. And in addition, Mexico, Chile, and Belize celebrate their independence days shortly thereafter, on September 16th, September 18th, and September 21st, respectively. Now, therefore, Brian C. Waller, Mayor of Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, along with the Township Council, recognize September 15th through October 15th, 2025, as National Hispanic Heritage Month, and call upon all members of our community to join in celebrating the achievements and contributions of Hispanic Americans past and present, and to promote the values of inclusion, unity, and cultural appreciation. Thank you. Next item, open to the public, comments regarding item number 9, consent agenda items. for each opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anybody in the remote queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. Good evening.
Good evening. Is this a good time?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Great. I'm Catherine Hunt. I'm a resident of Monroe Township.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Council President, I think she wants to do this in a regular public.
Yeah, I apologize. This is the consent agenda items down here?
Oh, agenda items.
Yep. No problem. You can definitely come back up towards the end. Anyone else for the consent agenda items? Okay, closing to the public. Ordinance second reading, rescinding ordinance number 22442. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, rescinding ordinance number 2024-42 in its entirety, was introduced on the 9th day of September 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 14th day of September 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on October 7th, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-21.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have any remote attendees in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We're closing to remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. I see no in-person attendees approaching the podium. Closing to the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Leibowitz.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Erin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 9, consent agenda resolution. Our efficiency items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. Do I have a motion?
Councilwoman Cahill, offer.
Second, Rashid.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Erin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 10, discussion, best practices checklist.
Thank you, Council President. So the best practices checklist, it's an inventory. It's basically a report card that the state of New Jersey gives to all of municipalities in terms of what their practices are every day, ranging from how to procure bids, how you have policies in terms of borrowing money and reserving money in a fund balance, to how are you handling various state mandates in terms of affordable housing. Some of these, a lot of these questions are unanswered, but what's most important is that the questions that are asked, it's important that your municipality get 32 points or higher. So this township scored a 37, and it's also tied to your state funding. So because we received a score above 32, we will get, again, 100% of our funding. So essentially, it's just letting the state of New Jersey know that our core competencies, we're meeting those and exceeding.
That's great.
I just want to let the record reflect, Council President, this is the most stupidest thing that they've done in years to townships. The state of New Jersey Department of Community Affairs doesn't even do it themselves. So they're asking municipalities to do that. Listen, we have a better rating in the state of New Jersey, and half those people down at DCA don't even know what the hell they're doing, quite frankly. So I think it's ridiculous all these years, the last 15 years we've had to put up with this nonsense.
Well, I'm happy we were over, what, 32? 37, well, we're 37.
Right. So we're
make sure you forward that my comments on to the commissioner. I've told the commissioner that too personally.
Thank you, Mayor.
We always meet or exceed this number too, because it's the right thing to do, even though it does not make quite the sense to go through this practice. But
is this your first time doing this for us, Paula? This form for Piscataway?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the CFO answers most of the questions. I review it. It goes to the respective department heads to review questions with respect to that affects them, their stormwater management regulations. It kind of covers all of municipal operations. So this is my first best practice inventory for Piscataway.
Thank you for doing what we needed to do and getting us the score that we needed to score.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you. It's really a thank you to all the staff, because everybody, every department's operations are dependent upon our score here.
Thank you, Ms. Casarelli. Okay. Item number 11, announcements and comments from our officials. Council Member Gabrielle Cahill.
Yes. I don't think too many. I know Councilwoman Rashid will probably talk about this, but I am going to sign up for to clean up. I don't know if I'm going to assign a space or pick a space, but it's always a good thing. I know, especially where I live, people like to dump garbage all the time. I am on a busy street, so it's nice that the residents like to participate. And also, too, we're going to come into Halloween, where kids will be out. There are holidays that are still going on, and so we just want to make sure our residents are cognizant of our kids out there. And happy autumn, although I think it was 81 degrees today, right? Something like that. Yeah.
Thank you. Councilwoman, Councilmember Laura Leibowitz.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight is the first night of the Jewish Festival of Sukkot, and sadly, the second year anniversary of the horrific attack on Israel by the terrorist organization of Hamas. The holiday of Sukkot is one of the most joyous holidays in the Jewish calendar. It is a harvest festival, and it is celebrated by building a temporary structure that has open walls and open doors, and is a time that all are encouraged to welcome friends and neighbors to socialize, eat, drink, and dwell in the sukkah. The temporary nature of the sukkah represents the fragility of our lives and how important it is to be grateful for all we have. Today is a challenging day for anyone looking towards the Middle East and the raging conflict that continues to devastate the region. During these days, I hope we can all look to a time of restoration and peace. Just two additional comments. Yes, October 11th for our friend Sarah Rashid and keeping Piscataway clean. And also October 19th is the Piscataway PBA Trunk or Treat. I think we're on our fifth or sixth of these. Last year, it was a huge, tremendous turnout, so much that we actually are moving the location to the Erickson site because the cars were all the way up Hose Lane. So to your point, it is a celebration of a season of celebration. So just an FYI.
Thank you. Councilmember Michelle Lombardi.
Well, since everyone is telling their heritage and getting back to their roots, I want to say that it is also Italian American Heritage Month this month. Right, Paula? And I have a couple of other comments. So I want to say that your bike tour was fabulous. It was a beautiful day, a beautiful turnout. And anything that promotes health and wellness is A-OK in my book. And really, it really did turn out fantastic.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being there, too.
Thanks. And I want to say thank you to all the residents of Piscataway that were involved in the township-wide yard sale. We had 270 people sign up in town to sell their wares. It was an incredible day, a beautiful weekend. A lot of people made some good money along the road. And the piece I think that people don't realize with this community event is that it also is very community oriented. It brings the neighbors out, you meet your neighbors, you meet new friends. I mean, I met people from Florida, North Jersey, you know, that weren't even from Piscataway that we were carrying conversations with. So it's a win-win for the community yard sale. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, we were writing and visiting our neighbors and residents, and it was such a great, you know, a great time just kind of just getting out. And, you know, I know they made a few bucks off of me, that's for sure. And, you know, so, but yeah, it was a great time. Thank you.
And lastly, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October. Okay, put your pink ribbons out and get your mammograms.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Sarah Rashid.
Hi, good evening, everyone. So, yes, it's busy time in Piscataway every weekend. Events happening. Please mark your calendars for this Saturday. We'll have the fall litter pickup. A special shout out to the Public Works Department, the amazing team. They're putting, they've identified streets that we can all volunteer and go pick up the litter. So please come prepared. They'll have the grabbers and the trash bags, but you need your light jacket because it might be a little bit cooler that morning. Looking forward to seeing everybody there. And I would also like to acknowledge our neighbors celebrating Sukkot. I know friends that just completed celebrating Navratri and getting ready for Diwali. So I'd like to wish everyone joy, peace, and a meaningful time with their friends and family. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Franker.
I have no comment at this time, Council President.
Thank you. Mayor.
On a financial note, we just received notice from Standard & Poor's. They reaffirmed our rating at AA+ stable, which is one step below AAA, which is good news financially for the town. So when we go out for permanent financing or bans, so not many towns in the state have that rating. Interesting enough, one of the comments that they made is the fact that we would get AAA had the average house have a higher income.
That's crazy.
Yes, even though we are acting as a AAA town, but because of the way the demography and everything is like that out there, the finances are not going to give us AAA because of that. But the good news is when we do go out to the market, we are being treated as a AAA town financially. So, Kathy, happy anniversary.
Happy 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary.
50th anniversary. I was surprised you didn't want to say anything, Frank. About your 50th wedding anniversary.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Paula Casarelli.
Thank you, Council President. I just want to summarize a little bit of where our rebates are for our solar project. So for our electric vehicle charging stations, we've already received $120,000. We're expecting somewhere around $220,000 for that. The Department of Energy is reviewing the submission, the township submissions. So I'm looking forward to receiving the $250,000 for that. And right now, I'll be sending out memos. I've already sent out one, but tomorrow morning will be the rest. We'll be getting together with all the departments with respect to 2026 operating budgets as well as six-year capital plans. So that's where we're at right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Township Attorney Raj Kumar.
Nothing really other than, might as well add to the holidays. So just for the Hindu community, happy Diwali. That'll be coming up before our meeting. And then for the community, happy Bandi Chowar Divas.
Thank you. And for me, I just want to thank all the residents that came out to the bike tour. Again, another successful tour around Piscataway. Always looking to change things up for next year, for next season. So looking at that right now. And again, just happy again that the community came out just to have a common healthier path for Piscataway. So very happy that people came out. And also for our friend Sharon, who is not here today, I would like to kind of promote her for the Piscataway Civil Rights Advisory Commission, that the Piscataway Multicultural Festival is going to be October 25th, and that's going to start at 10 a.m., which is going to be in Riverside Park. So please attend. And of course, Councilmember Rashid, she's also going to have her cleanup over in Riverside this weekend. So please attend there. It's very nice to have nice and clean parks. So everyone, I always tell everybody that these are your parks as well, so please keep them clean. And now is your opportunity to do so. Other than that, thank you. Okay, item number 12, agenda session for November 6, 2025. Resolution dedication by rider future improvement deposits. Resolution dedication by rider LEAD program. Resolution dedicated by rider premium received at tax sale. Resolution dedicated by rider reserve for domestic violence. Resolution dedication by rider tax lien redemption. Resolution dedicated by rider Uniform Fire Safety Act penalty monies. And resolution dedicated by rider deposit for redemption of tax sale certificate. Any questions regarding any of these items for November 6th?
I'm going to ask a dumb question. That's the first time I'm seeing dedication by rider for monies that we're getting in.
It happens quite frequently.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Normally it's done at the first of the year.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for asking. Okay. I'm going to be opening this up to the public. Opening up for the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a question to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in the remote queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this. Ooh, someone just raised their hand. Stand by. Please unmute yourself.
Am I muted?
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
So this is general comments, correct?
Correct.
Great. Here, let me set my 3-minute timer. So I wanted to discuss a letter I got.
I'm sorry, please state your name and address.
My name is Mikhail Grigoriev. I live on 28 Brandywine Circle in Piscataway, New Jersey. I received a letter in the mail that it's a letter of interpretation for line verification. It's apartments that are going to be built at Aspen Court 2, right next to the Pepsi factory there. And so these apartments, this development is basically going to be kind of adjacent to my backyard. Me and my neighbors have experienced very heavy flooding over the past 4 years, twice. And all of us are very concerned that basically taking a grassy plain, which is permeable land, replacing it with concrete, which is impermeable, is going to increase the flooding, because that's kind of how flooding works. And so I'm very concerned that basically building these apartments is going to make the flooding much worse, make the damage much worse, the costs much worse. And so I wanted to start bringing it to, I guess, the council's attention and request, I guess, four things to start. The first one being that the wetland boundary that's, I guess, designated by the LOI be independently verified, since I imagine that sometimes that can be kind of like in the favor of the developer. I want to request that our municipality require stronger conditions than the state minimum, because I know that the developer has the neighborhood's best interest in mind, but they also depend on the state's laws and regulations. And what I see is over the past 4 years, like clearly the laws and regulations haven't been enough if we are experiencing severe flooding. I have one neighbor who has lived here for 50 years, and he said that over those 50 years, the flooding has only started when the first set of apartments, Aspen Court 1, got built. So to me, that's not a coincidence. And to me, that says that the state minimum isn't enough. I also want to request that all development permit applications be made public as promptly as possible so that residents can review and comment on them. And I want to ask for, if it's possible, to provide assurances or modeling of some kind to show that these downstream properties like mine, my neighbors, that we will not see increased flooding during and after development, that there are plans and guarantees in place for that. Because I know ideally I would like it for this to not be built, but if it is, then I want to, whoops, that's my timer, know that we won't be affected.
Yeah, we can both do it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, to the extent that a majority of your comments should be directed to the planning board, and definitely go to the planning board meetings when you're notified about the meetings, because you're going to be within 200 feet, so you're going to get all the notices. In terms of stormwater, we actually did pass new ordinances this summer, basically increasing our stormwater requirements. So they have to abide by NJDEP requirements. That's where we got our stormwater ordinances from and implemented them. To the extent that the, in terms of the wetlands designation, we don't really have a say in that designation. That's the
NJDEP. That'll be determined by the DEP.
Yeah, so the DEP does their own investigational verification of it. So definitely reach out to the DEP if you have concerns with that. Unfortunately, we don't have a say or any control in that.
First step. So if anybody develops their property, they have to get an LOI. And then they submit the paperwork to DEP, and then they send out field investigation teams to make sure to confirm that what was sent to them was on the up and up. This parcel of land where the gentleman was talking about is in between the Pepsi plant and the Aspen Court. That was part of a lawsuit that was involved by the housing advocates in the state who sued the town to have more high-density housing being built there. So wasn't like we wanted to have it built. It was part of a court settlement. But, you know, at the end of the day is that property, your property on Brandywine backs up to a creek. I know the Department of Public Works, we don't have an easement out there. There's like a 10-foot wide, but not in a creek. One of the problems that we are having out there is that some residents or property owners out there are dumping stuff in the stream, meaning if they trim parts of the yard up, grass clippings, you name it, and that's part of the problem. So in a heavy storm, and I know it happened over prior to 4th of July, you had about 5 inches of rain that came down in a six-hour period. It doesn't matter what type of drainage system you have. No drainage system is going to handle that kind of capacity. And then the other thing is where this gentleman lives is that once the Newmarket Pond fills up, there's no place for the water to go, you know, other than over the falls. So, you know, it'll back up the streams in that area. And in that case, during that storm, you know, obviously the water, the culvert that's there that the county built right there was inundated with water. And what it did, it washed down a lot of debris from upstream and blocked part of the culvert there that went out to the pond. But with that being said, I do know when Aspen Court was built, they did build an extensive stormwater retention system. To anybody just go out there, you'll see that it's very big. And that's what will be required of this property owner, and I'm assuming by the DEP, when that application, the homeowner lives within 200 feet, obviously they're going to get notified. They'll have an opportunity to review the plans prior to testimony, and they can bring any of their witnesses or whoever they want, you know, to cross-check their witnesses, whatever. So, you know, no application has been filed yet. This is just preliminary. Start a notification, let them know that they have an intention of eventually developing the property. But we wouldn't, had we not got sued. So that's a whole other issue.
Also, too, I just want to add, if I could, Council, the planning board is a good place to go when you do get noticed about, you know, something that's coming into your neighborhood that's allowed, right? The zoning allows them to do it. But, you know, you can't necessarily reverse something. But when residents come out and voice their concerns, you know, certainly those of us who are on the board will, you know, the developer, the applicants there with their attorney, they're listening to that. We just had an incident with a previous application that I was a little bit ornery about, and they made some adjustments to the plan. So it's really the best place for residents to have their voice be heard when these applications come in. And everything is public.
Gentlemen, to let you know, these are the same folks that sued the town for the ones that want 200 units on this property where we're sitting right now as part of the lawsuit. So.
Council President, the clerk notified me that the individual put his hand up again. Just wanted to notify him that he can reach out. Unfortunately, you don't get two times at the in the public comment period, but definitely reach out to the mayor's office if you have any questions or would like to discuss it further during regular business hours.
Yeah, definitely reach out to the planning board or here. Also on the website, I believe that the calendar is up to date. And once they click on the planning board meeting schedule and then the calendar, they can actually get the agenda as well.
Well, right. But that there's no application, right? There's and this gentleman and anyone within 200 feet always is notified. So it doesn't make a difference where the application is. Right. Right.
Got it.
So I was notified when East Jersey Village was doing something. The buildings over there.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody else in queue for remote attendees?
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing the remote for remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Gina Register, 78 Riverview Avenue. My neighborhood has three dead-end streets, Mayfield Lane, Penrose Lane, and Riverview Avenue. Riverview is signed no parking from River Road for the first half of its length. The second half, which dead ends in front of my house, has no signage. Mayfield and Penrose are also without signs. As a result, this has allowed for chaotic and dangerous traffic congestion during home football games at Rutgers Stadium, which is a block away. I appreciate that the Piscataway police are stretched thin for these events and sometimes have posted temporary no parking signs late, perhaps not anticipating the size and early arrival of the crowds. Before signs could be posted for the most recent game against Iowa, several cars parked at the dead end and then they quickly left for the game. As a result, my driveway was partially blocked for hours, and the turnaround space so limited that traffic was backed up the length of Riverview Avenue. When a police officer did arrive, he posted signs, he did his best to help us, and he suggested that permanent signage might alleviate some of the traffic crush caused by the severely restricted turnaround. For a night game last year, no temporary signs were posted at all, and my driveway, my neighbors across the street, were totally blocked. The situation was repeated on the other dead end streets of Mayfield and Penrose. By contrast, the adjoining streets off Riverview, Stafford Drive, and Golf Links Avenue have permanent resident parking only signs the length of each street, which keeps them clear. Now, Rutgers has three more home games against number 3 Oregon at night, which only adds to the chaos, Maryland, a time to be announced, and Penn State, a time to be announced. Maryland and Penn State games have been announced by the Rutgers Athletic Department to be sold out. So if recent game experience is any indication, we can expect once again to be overwhelmed by the traffic. Adding to the congestion now is that fewer residents are parking cars for football games because of the town's recent ordinance. I'm asking the council's help for approving permanent resident parking only signage to make fans aware of no parking and help manage this otherwise difficult and dangerous situation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Speak with the public safety director, make sure the temporary signs are up. The problem, if you do the permanent signs up there, like it was up on Stafford and Golf Links, that was put up there because the college students were parking all year round up there 7 days a week on those streets. It's applicable 7 days a week. So if you have company coming over and they park on your street, a ticket could be issued. So you can't have it both ways. We'll just make sure that the temporary signs get put up.
Thank you, Mayor. The no parking versus resident parking only.
Right. And we've had this in many other parts of town. I think right in your ward where then once we put the signs up, company came.
Oh, yeah.
That was, and then people got ticketed. How we, you know, we didn't put those signs up not realizing that was be the side effect, but it is. So it is.
Is there a limit? Yes. Can you do it like if the game's Friday, can you do it Thursday? If it's, you know, is can you do it for like a 3 day? Like what's the window that we can, that the.
Well, you really got to do it the day of. Take it down right away.
Can they do it?
Temporary step.
Okay. But what she's saying is they're parking early because depending on when they want to go tailgate or whatever. So just. Right, the best timing possible for the neighborhood.
Or can we post maybe some of those pull-down things? Okay, great. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else making any? You can come up now. They want you to miss your opportunity.
Thank you. And I just have, I actually have two things. Should I tell one and then go sit down and then come back for the other? 3 minutes, I'm going to try to smush them both into one. Okay. So, and I'm Catherine Hunt. I live in Monroe Township now. I used to live in Piscataway. I used to bring my kids to the wonderful schools here. And now my grandkids are pretty much grown. Got one in high school left. So 3 minutes, I'll begin. The first one is I'd like to ask if the council will please vote in favor of the Climate Superfund Act. What this would do, it would help our legislators, one of whom is Bob Smith, who had a hand in writing this, and would help them to get busy and pass through committees and the things that have to happen before the final vote comes. And they, first of all, they have to pass through committee, then they go and have the final vote out on the floor. They're not meeting now, so what happens is they meet again after the election, and we'd like to help them have all the support that they need so they can show, yes, our people want this, so let's get it done and get set it up, get it ready to go so it's smooth. They can vote yes or no, but let's have the vote. So that's the point of passing these resolutions on the municipal level. And what this will do, it will raise funds for municipalities, counties, and for the state to do some climate mitigation, such as flooding, which a previous gentleman mentioned. And these funds will be available to municipalities the same way they are now through the DEP. And there are plenty of people to help the municipalities make these applications for the grants to do the climate mitigation and prevention in the first place, so you don't have to endure the flood and then have mitigation afterward. So that's the point of it. And I understand that you have heard this before. I spoke to them, to the mayor outside before I came in, and he said, yeah, that they have learned a little bit about this already. So thank you. I'd like to please support our legislatures and our senator here, Bob Smith, and hope that they will, that you all will go ahead and pass this resolution. And the other one is the Immigrant Trust Act. And I'd like to encourage you to pass a resolution in favor of the Immigrant Trust Act. Many of us here in the community are very busy helping our citizens who have had their family members disappeared. They don't know where they've been taken by ICE. As we know, ICE rarely has a judicial warrant, so this is also a war against the Fourth Amendment. And we need, we're out here helping our families find rent, find food, find social workers, find legal assistance, find out even where their family member has been disappeared to. And we need some support from our municipalities. One thing that a lot of people don't realize is we actually did have an authoritarian form of government at one time. British troops could come to our homes and take any man, woman, and child, crops, tools, anything. People got tired of this, so they went to their municipalities and passed ordinances, laws, resolutions, and eventually this went up to the county level, to the state level, and as it built up, became the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution, which I have a copy right here. We need to not accept this, what would you say, attrition of our rights and of our Fourth Amendment. We need to actively stand up and support our Fourth Amendment rights and support our immigrants who do supply the labor that's needed and many other things that are needed in our communities. They're our neighbors. They go to school with our kids. They go to our churches and our other places of worship. And they are our neighbors and our friends. They are not criminals. Most of them are just working at their jobs when they're picked up. I'm just asking if you would help us out in the community and do something to help, and also do something to support our legislators in passing the Immigrant Trust Act. And there again, Bob Smith, Senator Bob Smith, is on this bill. So let's get in there and support.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Council President, I did speak with Senator Smith. The problem is that the state DEP is not going to have any funds. I mean, the legislation is good, but they're not going to have any funds. No, they're not going to have any funds. Trust me. They're not going to have any funds. The state's going to be, the budget next year is going to be terrible, and they are not going to have funds. So I think that's going to be the biggest impediment of this being adopted, because the first thing the towns and municipalities, even though it may help them out, are going to ask, where is the state going to get the funds to do that? And the bottom line is they're not going to have any funds.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Very articulate and well stated. Thank you very much.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis Avenue, Piscataway. Negligence. Right in that parking lot outside, those trees were planted along the road, and they had support stakes with bands, supposed to stay there for maybe 3 months at most. I was the one that cut those support straps off those cherry trees, or whatever they are, and the stakes are rotten, laying there all this time. None of you saw it. Going into the courtroom, there's two lines of concrete that are dissolving. It's a trip edge. None of you saw that. There's a tree on the right-hand side with a steel strap choking it. None of you saw that. Negligence. Where you put your re-elect me sign? Curtis. No, a Mansfield and 7th is now don't speed signs, stake down.
At the general public effects, this gentleman admitted to stealing government signs and also political signs. He does it all the time. And by the way, I want to let you know that's a criminal charge, sir.
Sign. Let me finish my thing. I have 3 minutes. Give me that. The thing is, that becomes an additional distraction to the blind spot on oncoming traffic. That filthy corner is a mess. You don't see that. Every year you parade down that street, you don't see the negligence. You don't see the blind spot. You waiting for some kind of accident to happen? 52 years I've been driving that corner. I didn't see that kind of issue. Fortunately, most of us are safe. Keith will go after a kid who's driving too fast in the community. Find out where he lives and ring the bell, tell the parents, this kid is speeding through our community. We take care. You come over here with speed signs all over the township, and they're all over the street because the wind just blows them. You don't think about that. There are too many blind intersections in Piscataway. Too many dangerous low strips. You drive and parade down that street. You don't see the negligence. Those trees need to be taken care of. They need pruning. They're living, growing things. That tree on 7th, excuse me.
Sir, 5 seconds.
Curtis and Mansfield that's leaning over that post made it to the last storm. Will they make it to the next one? I don't think so.
Thank you.
It's a dead tree.
Have a good
negligence.
Council President, I just want to let the record reflect the trees along West 7th are a county road, are not township street trees. And the subject intersection he's talking about, there's no blind spot there.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening.
Good evening. Curtis Grubb, 1750 West 3rd. I think I just want to know how certain things are done so I have a better vision. I need to talk about the barricades, Mayor. How did we come to the point where they got put up? Who makes the decision to put them up? And like you're going to put the one on Oak Street where I talked to everybody on that street and figured, okay, no one came out and asked or asked their opinion of this. So how did we get to put the barricades up on the other two streets without involving the neighbors that live there? I just want to know, do you guys just take the vote and say Curtis, put the barricades up?
Yeah, you know that we've had some serious law enforcement issues out there.
Understandable.
In the neighborhood. And instead of having Jersey barriers placed permanently out there looking terrible in the neighborhood, the thought process, we would have up-down barriers that go in the ground so they can be lowered, but yet would still allow pedestrian and bicycle traffic to get through. And it would, in essence, keep the troublemakers coming out, going through the neighborhood. And that was the scene. Those were the three streets that where the problems were happening. So that was a suggestion through the police department and the engineering department. And so that's why they were being installed.
Okay. Do you ever think about lower them now that we have this clean week coming? Do you ever think about who can lower them? So either someone or either you recommend the city cleans them. Lower them, send the street sweep over there to clean. I'm quite sure Frank knows what it looks like. I don't think anybody else knows what it looks like so over there. Only when it snows? What about the cleanup? Appreciate it. And I guess the other only thing I want to talk about is what's the update for Hazelwood?
We have the parcel maps. The letters should be going out soon, Raj.
The letters should have gone out. I'll check with my attorneys, but I saw the emails last week or with the draft letters. So they should be going out. If they haven't gone out, they should be going out in the next day or two.
Okay.
That's the letters that would come from the law firm regarding the temporary construction easements.
Yeah, there'll be a cover letter with the easement documents to each property owner.
Okay. The graffiti, just real quick, the graffiti that was in the park, I think Frank knows about it. I don't know if the mayor or the council knows. Are they anticipating cleaning it, getting new chairs, or what, or when? Oh, okay. Yeah.
We'll have somebody from Public Works take a look at that tomorrow. It's a nice rainy day to take a look at.
Need help? Let me know. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, Curtis. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. My name is Troy Chartier Vignapiano. I come from South River, so obviously I'm not a resident of Piscataway, but I am a concerned citizen of New Jersey, so I hope that that suffices. I'm speaking today to second the support for resolution in favor of the Immigrant Trust Act. I don't really want to mince words. We're living in very scary and unprecedented times, right? We have residents of our state being taken off of the streets of our neighborhoods, and with no reason or any additional information being given to the family members or the public in general. We have people who are maybe documented residents of the state or the country who are terrified to actually go out and live their lives nowadays because they're afraid of being disappeared and sent to a detention center, God knows where. And I think something that isn't brought up nearly enough is the fact that our children are absolutely terrified right now of a situation that they don't have a full understanding of. Many of them are terrified and reluctant to go to school because they're afraid of being either taken themselves at school, or they're scared of coming home from school and finding that their parents are missing without any sort of information or any understanding of what's happening right now. This act is a very common sense guardrail for the people of our state, right? It doesn't necessarily prevent federal agencies from doing what they are allowed to do by the letter of the law. It's just to ensure a peace of mind that our data isn't being used for other purposes other than basic necessities that every person in the state is entitled to, right? And I would just hope that the Council of Piscataway can vote in favor of a resolution in favor of this act, as it would be a great form of commitment to the peace of mind and everyday lives of not just people who immigrated here, but also people who have lived here their entire lives and are naturalized citizens. And I just hope that, and I am asking you that you join the growing list of cities that have passed resolutions in favor of this act, which includes Atlantic City, Edison, Jersey City, Newark, Princeton, and Trenton. And that's only a couple of them. That's not even all of the cities that have passed resolutions. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mayor and Council President, if I could just make a comment on that. So our police department back in 2017, actually, with the AG's directive that was implemented policies to make sure that we're not assisting those federal agencies in any way, not providing any data, et cetera. We've doubled down on police training in terms of that to make sure all officers are aware of what the policies are. So in terms of this township, we are doing everything we can to at least not facilitate this.
Thank you, Troy. Anyone else? Okay, closing for the in-person attendees. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.